More than 16 million Americans fought in World War II. Frank Castor was one of them.
Originally, I was born in Trenton, New Jersey. And then when the war came, I enlisted in Trenton, New Jersey in Fort Dix.
After his basic training, the Army Air Corps trained Castor to be a mechanic for the big B-24 Liberator bombers. When his bomber squadron shipped off to Europe, Castor was on a troop ship with them, a ship that he recalls was literally a floating bomb.
With 100-octane gasoline, 55-gallon drums of 100-octane gas, and bomb fuses, and they had 550 troops on top.
The destination for the convoy Castor's ship was in was Naples, Italy. But off the coast of France, the ship's intelligence officer called the men together to warn them they might not live to see Naples.
And he told us that the convoy that we were in was attacked at this point where we were right now, and that we should, when we go to bed that night, he said, you make sure you keep your clothes on and wear your life preservers, because one of the squadrons we think got sunk.
But Castor and his comrades did make it to Italy. He helped keep the endless stream of liberators flying as they pounded Nazi Germany, which fell in 1945. Among the liberated European countries was France. 80 years before, that country had given the United States a gift in the form of the Statue of Liberty. David Greenberg with the Alliance Française of Tallahassee says a similar expression took place after World War II.
Back in the late 40s, the French wanted to thank the Americans for helping them during World War II. And they came up with this idea of a merci or thank you train.
Greenberg says there were 49 cars in the train, one car for each of the then 48 states and the territory of Alaska. Each car contained a monument, and the one for Florida wound up in Tallahassee.
Probably because Tallahassee is the state capital, and it was installed at Lake Ella Park, which is it's in front of the Black Dog Cafe, is its actual location.
Greenberg says the monument was soon pretty much forgotten, although thousands of people have strolled, jogged, and walked their dogs by it. His group decided to research the monument's history and tell its story.
Our Alliance Française became active in 2006, but even so, it took all of these years. And it so happens the person, Joanne de Rambla, who was the head of our department and who education part of it, she got involved with it and knew where to write in France where this originated.
That search was aided by the fact an inscription on the monument itself gives its city of origin.
This is the town that it came from. Bru and Eure-et-Loir, that's along the big river there, freed August 15th, 1944. Freed from the Nazis.
The concrete monument is a bit more than 4 feet tall. It's actually an old-fashioned French road marker and sits between the rear of the Post 13 American Legion building and the walkway circling Lake Ella. Greenberg reads the worn words on the side of the monument facing the lake.
Thank you to the American people and soldiers. They think a little backwards to the way we think, but that's what that says. Merci aux soldats et au peuple américain.
A latter-day version of the Statue of Liberty, right here in Tallahassee. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.